Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I'm sorry for the cold today. I've got it a little stuffy, but I hope you can hear me okay. I want to thank everyone so much for their support of Out of This World Radio. It's one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and also the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with listeners in over 100,000 listeners in over 60 countries. Today's shows will be really special because during the first hour from 2 to 3 p.m., I'll be interviewing a fascinating lady named Christine Day. She's has had direct contact with the Pleiadians for decades. I'll play a pre-recorded interview that I did with Christine yesterday, and during the interview, the Pleiadians came in, and I was actually wrapped in a misty white angelic light, which uplifted my spirits and brought me some incredible experience. It'll be on this interview in the next few minutes. The Pleiadians said that we are now entering into a beautiful new earth, where all wars will be a thing of the past, and we'll live in harmony and peace. Christine actually will be one of my guests at my Galactic Wisdom Conference in Olympia, Washington, on March 10, 11, and 12. And following those dates, on March 14th and 15th, I'll be flying in the world's most famous and best-known HADO therapist, Dr. Yoshi, who will be demonstrating the HADO machines. HADO machines work on vibration, and the theory behind the machines is that if you have something wrong with your body, let's say you have a disease or you have a spiritual condition, by changing your vibration through water, you can correct. You can really help yourself. And so he'll be coming. Speakers to the conference will be coming in from all over the world, including Norway, Japan, the United Kingdom, and Canada. We'll be having Gerald Pollack, one of the world's most famous water scientists from the University of Washington, a gentleman named Dr. Yoshi. He's, of course, the famous HADO therapist and healer. Michiko Hayashi, who's the global director of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo. Emma Louise Hansen, she's a Andromeda contactee who will give messages on the beautiful new Earth that we're having now. Scott Lemriel, who's been in contact with benevolent extraterrestrials for the past 54 or 55 years. And the amazing thing I want to tell you is that when Scott was at my last conference last June in Olympia, Washington, Galactic Alliance spacecraft actually showed up not only at night, but also during the day, and they were all visible during the day as well. There were a series of five stars, five lights with a brighter a white light in the middle with a blue tinge to it. So if you're interested in UFOs and would like to see and like to meet Scott, he'll be there at the conference. But I've been given the message that the Galactic Alliance will be showing up again and providing protection for us at the conference. In addition to that, Paul Hollier, former Canadian Defense Minister and author of the books about ET contact, will also be there as well, giving a presentation. Paul's a famous man. He's actually was friends with President John F. Kennedy back in the early 60s. I consider him one of the most honest and ethical people I know, and I can't wait to have him there. Also, there'll be Carolyn White. She's a fantastic aura reader and a metaphysician. She'll be there. Teresa Carroll, a well-known Seattle psychic and medical intuitive, will be there. Jim Mars will be coming up from Austin, Texas. He's a famous American journalist. He's written a series of books on conspiracies, and I think you'll find him really interesting. Simon Parks will be appearing as well. Simon Parks actually will be interviewed today on the second hour of this program. Alfred Weber will also be appearing as well. Mr. Weber has a fascinating career. He was head of Jimmy Carter's UFO Disclosure Committee back in 1977, when he said George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld set out to put a contract on him, he had to flee the United States. He now lives safely in Canada. Christine Day will be appearing. She'll be on my show here in a few minutes. Billy Faye Woodward will be there, too. He's the healer and a former base commander of Area 51. Robbie Holtz, a Aboriginal healer, will be there. Tony Rodriguez will be there as well. He was 20 years in the secret space program. I just interviewed Tony for my television show a couple days ago, and he's also promised to appear. So it'll be a fascinating conference. If you'd like more information, please go to www.galacticwisdomconference.com. Please note the website will be updated this weekend. We have these speakers coming. And I also want to thank everyone so much for their support for the radio program. because Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And if you'd like to donate, just go to the webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on it. Also, too, I have a spiritual mentoring program for those interested in getting in touch with the other side. If you're interested in that, please give me a call at 509-750-9793, or you can call me toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. I want to thank everyone so much for their donations and support, especially Faison and Shirley in Florida, Caroline in England, Angela and Beverly in Texas, Anita in Dublin, Ireland, Eli in Texas, Marku in Finland, Judith in California, Jim and Louise and Jan Eric in Norway, Marie and Allen, Communal Island, Robert, Julia, and Louise in Bellevue, Randy and Jessica in Mercer Island, Darren in Olympia, Washington, Robert in Bellevue, Corey in Kent, Tom Frazen and Sig Sigby in Norway, David Lowe in Singapore, and Raj Shastri in Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world who helped help me with this program and raise consciousness. I also want to thank the many sponsors of this show, including Crystal, the Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma, and the wonderful Orion Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. And I know that together with everyone's help, we can and will make this planet a much better and happier place. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol's designing my website and providing wonderful support, my friends Michiko Hayashi, as well as Hiro Emoto and Mrs. Emoto of the Emoto Peace Project Emoto office in Tokyo, Japan, my friends in the Galactic Alliance who have been supporting my show and my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful producer Eric and my station manager Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. Out of This World Television is now broadcasting 3 times a week on Comcast Channel 22 here in the Puget Sound area. And these TV programs are also available on YouTube under either TED or Theater Mar or Out of This World Television. I'd also like to ask everyone today, listening today, to please send lots of love and light to Michiko Hayashi's mother, who suffered a stroke recently. She is getting better. She's in Japan, but I know that the love and the power of prayer really does help people, and if you could just take a moment of silence now and send some love and light to Michiko's mother. I know it'll really, really help her. She's getting better, but I know it'll really help. I want to thank everyone so much who came to my Galactic Conference, Galactic Wisdom Conference last year in June, and this conference in March is going to be even bigger and better. And with that, what I'd like to do is to bring on Christine Day. This is a pre-recorded interview I did yesterday, and I'll be coming in at the end of the hour as well.
Before we start, I want to thank you so much for coming on today, Christine. You're a wonderful person doing wonderful work, and I'm just so happy to talk to you.
Well, it's great to be on the show, Ted, and how nice to hear your voice again. And it has been a little while, but it feels really the right time, and there's a lot happening in the world right now.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And okay, well, so we'll go ahead and start now, and I'll act like I'm on the air. It's a live program. And I'll be playing this actually tomorrow during my first hour. Hello, friends. I have a wonderful lady on my show today named Christine Day. She's been in contact with the Pleiadians for many, many decades. And she has such a beautiful, positive message. And I just can't wait to have her on my show. Christine, welcome to Out of This World Radio.
Thanks, Ted. It's great to be on the show. It's such a special and powerful time for us all. And so I think it's a really it's just the time to be back on your show, because it's the time for information and understanding and clarity about this time.
Well, I remember talking to you several years ago on my radio show, and at the time I was broadcasting from my home. And when you came on the air, Christine, my entire home lit up in this beautiful white light. And I'll never forget that. That was so awesome. And I've gotten busy. The program now is doing really well. And I meditated recently, you know, and I said to myself, I wonder what Christine's doing, and I'd love to have her back on my show. So what kinds of messages have you gotten from your friends off planet regarding humanity and our future?
Well, you know, my relationship with the Pleiadians has flourished over the last years, but most importantly, I've been opened up into the full galactic community as well as the Pleiadians and the Galactic Council. So I have been directed to work up on land, and I don't know, Ted, if I had just bought in Grand Marais a piece of land that was directed to me by the Pleiadians to start opening up a series of Pleiadian communication portals.
Beautiful. Oh, my goodness. No, I didn't realize that.
Well, what happened was I was up in Grand Marais writing my second book and just finishing it, and the Pleiadians said, I was just coming back down off the mountain after being secluded for a number of days, and they said, now we're going to show you your new home. And I thought, what?
Oh, my goodness.
So they said, now turn here, turn there, turn here. And there was a for sale sign. We went down a long driveway to this amazing 3 acres on Lake Superior with its own beach, an amazing energetic setting. And
beautiful.
They said, this is where you have to live. And so I'm out in the wilderness, and they said, you have to construct these communication portals. They're specifically for the reentry of the galactic community, and it will take a number of years for them to develop. Mm-hmm. And so we've just finished the second Pleiadian communication portal on our land, and it's just been an incredible adventure. So the Pleiadians have been talking to me and showing me the really important news about this new dawning era. Mm-hmm. And since October last year, they say that our reason for being here has changed, our reason for being on the planet. And for lifetimes and lifetimes, we've been here just to have the human experience and to be in that kind of the illusion of the third dimension. And now our reason for being here is to evolve and open into our own spirituality and evolve in our relationship with our own humanness. So the Pleiadians are guiding tremendous groups. I'm bringing in a lot of channeled material, giving people clarity and understanding of this sacred time, of this glorious time, mm-hmm. and bringing specific steps for individuals to come into this second phase of our planetary experience here on Earth.
It's happened again, by the way. When I had you on a couple of years ago, this beautiful white light came in to where I was broadcasting, and I'm broadcasting in the area where I'm broadcasting now. This beautiful white light has enveloped. I can see it everywhere. It's almost angelic. It's kind of a fog, kind of a white fog.
No, but that touches my heart, Ted.
I think your friends are here.
Yes, they are. They absolutely are, and that's what I was just about to say, and I feel emotional myself because they are just bringing so much love through at the moment to you and to the audience out there.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, and they really want us all to understand that despite the drama, the third dimensional drama here on this planet, our reason for being here is transforming, and they are here to continually bring that understanding and clarity so we can begin this very, very accelerated awakening of our sacred natures.
Beautiful. Beautiful. How beautiful. Well, I know that that they're there. I've been in touch with the Galactic Alliance now for the last couple of years, and they've actually assigned several spacecraft to me when I'm traveling. 2 weeks ago, I was in Italy, and I could actually see the craft as I flew across from Vancouver, Canada to Paris. I could see the craft off the plane, and then when I got to Dominur, I could see the ships again. And the time and one thing too, I think that's happening is that the entire planet is shifting into the higher dimensions and the higher vibrations. I'm sure you know about this, but I've heard that well, it's called a frequency that the Hertz vibration for planet Earth was something like 7 or 8 Hertz, and now it's gone up to something like 13 or 14 Hertz. I'd love your viewpoint on that.
Well, that is true. What has happened to the Earth is that the magnetic core of the Earth has gone through a transformational dimensional shift. And there's actually a different energetic pulse coming from that magnetic core. And it's creating the new energetic design, dimensional design, to weave through the Earth plane and work with those of us who are on the path. So it's bringing in this is part of this second phase that the Pleiadians are talking about.
Beautiful.
Where our reason for being here has changed. We are no longer living lifetimes out, just having human experience. This mm-hmm. second phase is for mm-hmm. us to come into the awakening of our own spirituality, but mm-hmm. most importantly, to change the relationship we have with our own humanness. And so the Pleiadians are bringing tremendous guidance and understanding and frequencies of light initiations onto the planet right now to align to this whole different dimensional setting that's anchoring onto the planet very, very fast.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You should see where I am, that this fog is, this white angelic fog is everywhere. It's really, it's just amazing. I have been told that beginning last September that there's been also been a shift in the planet from the negative to the positive. And we are also getting hit with a lot of very positive energy waves coming in as well. Is this part of this transition into the higher dimensions?
It absolutely is. It's part of what the Pleiadians call the new dawning. And it started in October, late September, early October. Mm-hmm. And despite the upheaval and the third dimensional drama, which the Pleiadians have been forecasting, there'll sure. be a huge upswing in the human drama on the planet mm-hmm. as these dimensional shifts take place on our planet. So it's almost going to create an acceleration of that. But what the Pleiadians are saying is through this energy, this new light that you've mm-hmm. just spoken about that's coming on, this positive light, it allows us to go into our hearts and touch that light, because we are part of that light. And it allows us to create a stability so we can witness the drama but not be part of it.
Oh.
So that's a very, very big message that's going out right now mm-hmm. across the planet to humanity. Mm-hmm. And so it's for each one of us not to get caught up in the drama, but mm-hmm. come into a part, an aspect of our self-mastery, mm-hmm. which is links us, it can be linked into through the heart space mm-hmm. so that we can take and play out our full role that we're all meant to play out mm-hmm. at this time on the planet. Mm-hmm. And that, they're talking about those that are on awakening path. Mm-hmm. And so many of us are to gather and come together on a unique basis, but also within a community basis.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, we had a very divisive election last year here in the United States, and I think it's important for people to realize that we're all one, and we're all on the same page, and we all want to make this planet a better place, irregardless of, you know, politics and everything else. And so I'm looking forward to the time when people can, through this process, Christine, to work together to make this planet a better place.
Well, you know what, Ted? What the Pleiadians are saying about community right now mm-hmm. is that it's time for those of us who are awake to gather in community, understanding this one truth, mm-hmm. that each one of us brings our own unique divine aspect to the community group. And that we all become individually more complete as we embrace other people in with their uniqueness. There's no such thing as competition,
right,
because we all bring this unique divine aspect that is like no other in the universe.
Sure.
And so what we're being asked to do is to honor each individual for their idiosyncrasies, for their differences mm-hmm. on a human level.
Mm-hmm.
But the human That human element, you know, that always ends up bringing separation between other human beings.
Mm-hmm.
It's with the new energies that comes to an end, that we just embrace and celebrate even our imperfection as human beings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we look beyond that and reach forward to the gift that each person brings within the community level.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is so essential at this time. And the Pleiadians say a community is two or more people.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can meet together within a community setting and begin to open in a state of receivership with each other, mm-hmm. which will accelerate the vibration here on the earth and support humanity. And that's what we're here to do right now.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I don't see us having a third world war. I don't see us having an Armageddon. I see us having a very bright and beautiful future, Christine.
You know, the Pleiadians say we're moving into a glorious time.
Christine, you were talking about people living for 150 years. What about money? Will money be as important as it is, some people think it is today?
No, money is a huge illusion. And you see, on the other higher spiritual realms, we all have our own unique divine abundance. So we all have that as part of our natural birthright. So money, we won't be in a society where we'll be in survival, all trying to bring in money to live. We'll be creating our abundance from our spiritual natures, which is unlimited, so that our whole society will be based on consciousness and celebration of our own ability to create. And so there'll be a much more different society. We will once again realign back to the universe, to the collective consciousness within the universe, and work from a very different frequency within society through that telepathic communion energy. We'll even be developing different relationships with each other here on this planet, because the planet will no longer be a third dimensional planet, so that we will evolve naturally back to our spiritual natures, taking our place within the community, the universal community. And this resident universe, Ted, that we live in, will evolve, because as we evolve, the whole universe will evolve and come back to what the Pleiadians call the God seat of power. And this God seat of power is the collective conscious frequency that oversees a series of resident universes. So it's our picture, the geographical picture of where we belong and where we come from, will expand. We will understand that we come from a huge setting of universes, and it's even way, way beyond our own resident universe that we exist in now and are even consciously aware of now.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, well said, well said. I have to ask you this too. What about disease and physical problems?
Disease comes from incorrect thought patterns and belief systems that are set up from the third dimensional illusion. So all of those thought patterns come from the ego mind, which does not operate outside of third dimension. We actually come from our own sacred consciousness through the heart space. That is where our true connection to the sacred part of ourselves exists. So once the planet transforms out of the third dimensional reality and that illusion, then we won't even operate through the ego mind. The ego mind, our human state, will evolve into a much clearer space of clarity. And we'll begin to understand and know that self-loving principle, that self-realization energy of that of the humanness. We'll still have our human content on certain levels, but it will come much more from a fourth dimensional state of understanding and loving our human idiosyncrasies and our human imperfection. So through that self-acceptance and self-love, we will evolve on the human level, and we won't operate from the ego mind level at all.
So that wars, in essence, will become obsolete, because if we have a war, if we attack another country or another people, we're basically hurting ourselves because we're all one. Is that right? That's
so true. That's part of the universal law, is whatever we do to another, we do to ourselves. And we'll all be aware of that. The Pleiadians say at a certain moment, those that are not ready for these new community settings will take their next step off planet. We will take our next step on this planet they will take their next step off this planet. Those that are power hungry, who are not ready to move into this state of union, will move, and a new third dimensional planet will exist for those to go to continue to have their experience of misuse of power or violence or whatever the play out is that it's still attached to. But the rest of the humanity on the planet will just simply wake up and remember the dream, and they'll realize this has been the dream, and they'll move back to their sacred natures. It will be a very natural transition. Another aspect of this is that planet Earth, only, you know, the natural forces in the Earth is reflecting the drama, reflecting the density that we carry in the illusion. So at the time of transference, the whole Earth will go back to its original pristine natural state. The illusion of pollution and everything else will not exist on this planet at the time of the transition.
Well, I wanted to ask you, what about things like Fukushima, the pollution from Fukushima, or even the oil spilled at the Gulf of Mexico?
Well, again, that is part of the reflection of the illusion that we create in the drama here. So it just simply doesn't exist. Like, we are in our perfection of our spiritual natures. The Earth carries the original blueprint of its pristine nature. So all it will do is reverse back to its natural blueprint of energy. And the same way our physical bodies will also have the original blueprint of our bodies in perfect form, we will revert back to that perfect imprint.
Mm, beautiful, beautiful. What does that mean for our children and our children's children?
It just means that any children that will be born within a new consciousness state. Mm-hmm. They will not come in. They're not coming in to learn about karma. Mm-hmm. Because it will no longer exist on this planet. They will come in to live in conscious communities and to live here in a human body, but having their spiritual nature fully intact when they come in. So this has just been a place for us to come and go through this incredible evolution in this lifetime. And that's why it's been a gift for each one of us to be here on this planet at this time. Mm-hmm. Many wanted to come. It was a great gift to come in to have this full experience of this transitional role. Mm-hmm. And so we are all playing very important roles right now on the planet. We've said yes to being here. We're going to go through the experience of complete remembrance, unfolding, and transition. And we play this important role for the whole resident universe.
You said something very interesting, Christine, just now. You said that it was an honor for souls to come here to experience this. Because I know that a lot of people have some people have hard lives on this planet, and that's the kind of message I think is very useful for people to hear. Instead of looking at the negative, if you have a tough life, instead look at the positive as an opportunity to grow, as well as to be part of a beautiful new evolution as this planet shifts into the higher dimensions.
Remember, this is all illusion. It's like a play out on a stage. And mm-hmm. I personally have had a very, very harsh beginning in my lifetime. And what I would liken it to wounds of the healer. It's because of my direct experience of this very, very harsh third dimensional reality that I started out in my life that I am able to support humanity at this time and work with a lot of individuals to help them to transition and understand the intensity of their lives. Mm-hmm. And if I hadn't had that experience and made that transition and gone through my transformation, then I wouldn't be able to assist so many people like I do in the world. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. there are many of us who are on the path right now who are teachers, who are way showers, who have had very, very challenging beginnings, very harsh settings to begin our lives out, especially as children.
Sure.
And we've had to evolve and unfold, mm-hmm. and that's part of the gift of the healer, mm-hmm. is to mm-hmm. be able to bring the true understanding and empathy to the rest of humanity, to give them the understanding that these tests that we've been given, that we have created, they're our creations, they're no one else's. We've created the scenarios so that we could have this unfolding and learning experience. And so we have to remember that wherever we are in this world right now, in our lives, it is our sacred creation. And we're not given more than we can cope with. Sometimes it may feel too much, but it's not. It's a lot, but it's not too much. And we have created the scenario, and we have to own our creation. Once you own your creation and even begin to accept that you've created it and starting to work with it in a positive way, then your creation can change to something else. And this is part of us learning that we're powerful creators in our own right. And this this creation, whatever it is out there that we've done right now, whether it's relationships or an intense experience in our lives right now or financial, is a learning time for us to feel the feelings and be willing to let go and open up to the creation and claim it and claim it as ours, and knowing that we can transform through what we've set up for ourselves right now to learn.
You are such a beautiful breath of fresh air, Christine. You really are. There's so much positivity and love and light coming through today from you. And I just want to thank you so much for sharing your wisdom today. It's just so beautiful talking to you. It really is.
Well, you know, Ted, I've learned all of this through direct experience. And it's been a great gift. And it, yes, I've done a lot of suffering. And what I realized is I had to understand that I could end the suffering when I was ready. When I was ready to let go of the suffering and change by choice, change what I had created, that was a turning point in my life. And so it's about giving up the suffering by choosing to own the creation. And a lot of people want to play the victim role. And while we stay in victim role, we cannot heal. And we cannot move forward. And we're only victims if we think something's being done to us. But the moment you claim your own creation, you cease being a victim. And then everything can change in that moment. It's a powerful moment. And that's part of the message. And the Pleiadians have helped me understand this. As Jesus Christ has, and my deep relationship with Mother Mary, I have had some great gifts, and I have had some great understandings given to me and clarity. But you have to ask the right questions, Ted. And it's about asking yourself the right questions to get the answers you need for yourself to find your way back home to that truth.
Well, I have to tell you, I am so happy you'll be appearing at my conference this March, the Galactic Wisdom Conference, Sunday afternoon, March 12th. And, you know, a lot of people are having tough times out there. If you were going to say one thing to them, I know you've said quite a bit already, you've said quite a bit, Christine, a good advice. But if you had to say one thing to someone who asked, who maybe asked you, how can we make this planet a better place, what would you tell them?
Well, there's only one answer to that one truth, I would say, is that we are a gift to the planet, and the fact is we must come into a state of self-acceptance for everything that we have lived and everything that we are in our humanness. And that is that self-acceptance of what we have experienced and who we are in our humanness will change the planet and bring a gift to humanity. Because when we move into self-acceptance, we move into self-love. And that energy can transmit out to humanity. We've come here to move into a state of self-acceptance about all we are in our humanness, in our imperfection. And there is nothing else but that. And we must turn back towards ourselves in every moment. But that is... that is us being the gift to humanity and to the planet and to the rest of the universe.
It's I can't wait for the future, you know? I really can't, because I know things are changing for the better. Sure, we're going to have some challenges ahead of us, but I agree with you totally, Christine, that our future is very, very bright.
The future's bright, but you know what the brightest moment is, Ted?
No.
Right in this moment. You and I are here together in this moment of time. And there is no other reality but you and me here in this moment.
Mm.
And in that moment, Ted, I send you love and blessings. And if you open your awareness into the moment with me right now, there is nothing more glorious. And you and I are meant to be here in this moment of time, just experiencing each other in our fullness.
That's really beautiful. Thank you for saying that, Christine. And I, and this, that fog is completely, that white angelic fog is completely around me. So thank you.
Yeah. So I send you my love and my blessings. And I send my love and blessings to everyone out there, because in this moment in time, there's just you and me, and we are a collective consciousness, and we can touch each other in this moment, and that is everything.
Wow. Yes, thank you for sharing that. That's pretty, that's really very beautiful, very, very beautiful, very, very profound. Well, I think humanity in the past, Christine, has had opportunities to change for the better, and I know that back in the 60s, when President Kennedy was president before he was assassinated in 1963, that we were on a good path back then. We took a detour since then into the Vietnam War and lots of other wars since that time, but now things have turned around again, and I think that it's the ultimate destiny of planet Earth to become a loving, kind, and benevolent place. And your work in particular, and I want to thank your Pleiadian friends as well so much for their help with this, because we do need the assistance, and I'm really looking forward to the future.
It's a glorious future, and we have all opened up and to be dedicated to be here on the planet this time to receive that glorious energy and light that we are. There's no accidents. We've placed ourselves here. We've given ourselves the gift of being here.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is important that we acknowledge ourselves and all that we are in this moment.
Mm-hmm. 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 You mentioned earlier that you had been guided to some land that is that like an energy portal for your friends from the Pleiadian complex to come down and visit, or what is that exactly?
Well, it's supposed to be a re-entry station, a receiving station, where the galactic forces will enter the planet at a certain moment.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two Pleiadian communication portals with a Lemurian portal that's opened up in the water just out in front of the house.
Beautiful.
And through that has opened a stargate, which is opening and holding a receiving station for the galactic community to come into the planet, onto the planet.
Wow.
So that we work through that, and we have lots of experiences of the galactic beings coming onto our land, communicating through the portal, and I transmit through that portal out through my radio shows. I bring all the channeled information through, and we do broadcasts that I transmit through the portal live on our website.
Beautiful.
A couple of times, probably six times a year.
Beautiful.
And by mid 2018, we're being told we're to bring groups of people physically to the land. So it's a process. It's an intense process, but it's something that you know, it's part of our mission.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my partner. So we're out in the wilderness.
Uh-huh.
We see the northern lights from our land. We have our beach. We do ceremony at sunrise on the beach with a fire, and the Pleiadians and the Lemurians and the galactic community come and at that time and transmit and share with us. So we are in communication, active communication with the galactic community.
Beautiful.
You know, on a daily basis when we're there. So it's a very, very special but incredibly powerful and intense experience.
Christine, if you don't mind, could you please give out your website? And also, I would like, if you could tell me, please, when you do these the sending out the positive energy 6 times a year, I'd like to be part of that and also promote it on my show as well.
That's fantastic. Well, the latest broadcast has just gone up on our website this week.
Okay.
And it's on the website. It's free. It's a video broadcast. So it's ChristineDayOnline.com. Mm-hmm.
All right. Wonderful.
And people can, you know, there's a lot of free material. There's some online classes, and there's all my seminars published there. So, you know, just anybody who wants to come and join us for those broadcasts, they're incredibly powerful and important, I think, at this time.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, and please tell me in the future when you're doing your, you know, raising, sending out positive energy for the planet, because I'd love to help promote that. That's something really needed right now.
Thank you, Eric. That's fine. And my latest book's coming out mid-April called The Pleiadian Promise, which is, you know, if you send me your address, I'd love to send you a copy. I think you would really, it feels like it would be a very special thing for you to receive.
I would love to. I would love to read that. I'm originally from the Pleiades myself.
I know that.
Yeah, I know. You are too.
absolutely.
Great. I'll send you my mailing address today. I would love
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah. Oh, and there's something else, too. I've just finished writing a book called Messages from the Masters. I'm a psychic. I've been in touch with the other side for 23 years now. And it's a book of messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Mahatma Gandhi, President Dwight D. Eisenhower, Nikola Tesla. And also from some messages from the Galactics as well. And they all said that we have a very bright future ahead of us. And I spent much of the last 6 months, a lot of time the last 6 months writing, and I finally finished it. I wanted to get it done by the end of last month, and it's gone to the editors now. And when I send you my address, Christine, please send me yours back, and I'll send you a copy as soon as it gets in print.
That'll be wonderful, Eric, and congratulations on your book. What I'm being told is it's very important, and you've, you know, fulfilled a commitment, an aspect of your destiny doing that. So I want to acknowledge you for that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Yeah, it's been – my spirit friends have been after me for the last several years to finish it, and finally I said I have to get this done, so I did. And now I'm just kind of waiting for the editors to finish – to finish their comments, and then we'll get it off to publisher. I was just curious, Christine. I remember when you were on my show too long ago, back in 2014, which is, my goodness, 3 years now, and I asked you if there were any specific messages. I hope you don't mind if I ask you that again, whether your Pleiadian friends might have any specific messages for me.
Well, what they're saying right now is that they would like you to begin to open into your Pleiadian aspect. And there's not a separation between you and the Pleiadians. There's a sacred flow, communion flow between you and them. And it's more than just you channeling. It's not a channel. It's an aspect of you. And so they're saying, remember, Eric, that through your heart that we and you are one. And they're asking you to open to the understanding of the communion that actually will support and enhance your whole evolution and reawakening process. And they send you love, and they hold this light around you, and they wait for the moment when you not channel, but just simply open your awareness through your heart and reconnect to that sacred communion space of the One.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you so much. I wanted to share with you something very special. There was a wonderful psychic named Dolores Cannon who gave me a reading back in 1996. And in that reading, she put me under hypnosis. And it lasted, the reading itself was for 3 hours. And during the reading, I didn't ask her to do this, Christine, but she put me 100 years ahead. And in the year 2096, I was on a Pleiadian ship. I was an engineer, and I remember being in front of this console, and I was moving all these different colored lights everywhere. And I looked down at the planet, Christine, and it was so beautiful and so peaceful. And that image and that experience has stuck in my mind since that time, because I know that's our future. And I know that we have a very beautiful, bright future ahead of us.
That is the truth. And Eric, you will be Ted, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm saying this name up here.
That's
Excuse me. But Ted, you know, you will live to see that year, and you will be fulfilling the full multidimensional destiny of those aspects of yourself, your Pleiadian aspect. So I see that as a total truth, and I get very strong confirmation on that.
I'm sorry, I'm speechless. Thank you for confirming that. Thank you. I've never forgot that experience, and There was a woman with me on the ship too. She had long blonde hair, in a light blue uniform, and I'm told that that was my sweetheart, my partner. We were both engineers in this craft, and I think I've already met her in this lifetime, actually. So
you have. I get any confirmation on that, and you understand a lot more than you're willing to consciously receive. So through your heart, you'll start to understand so many truths. So again, you're not going to channel. You're just going home through your heart.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. One of the things that I've been in contact with Professor Albert Einstein the last two or three years, and one of the things that he shared with me was a beautiful letter he'd written called The Balm of Love to his daughter, Listerl, in 1953 or 54, shortly before he passed away. And he said if he had to do it over again, Christine, he would have created, instead of a bomb, an atomic bomb of destruction, he would have created a bomb of love that would have transformed the planet to a beautiful, loving place. And I think now his request, his wish with that letter is coming true, finally, many years later.
Absolutely. And you know, it wasn't time.
Right.
Things have to evolve. There's never any wrong decisions. There's only sets of experiences. And remember, there's no such thing as death. Mm-hmm. So it's just been like a play out on a stage. There can't be any regrets.
Right.
There's no decisions that we should regret. They're just creating series of experiences for our humanity, for our humanness. And so we just really need to really, we can let go of so much and just honor ourselves for the wonderful journeys we've had and the learning experiences that we've created for ourselves.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. I've been told so many times, Christine, that, well, James von Prague's been on my show, and he said this before, that the earth is like a big school where we're here.
Yes.
and we're just learning all these sometimes marvelous experiences, sometimes tough times, which are learning experiences.
They're just experiences.
Yeah.
And the thing is, that time is coming to an end. The second phase of the new dawning here on this earth plane is not like a big school. It's us moving back into our spiritual awakening.
Uh-huh.
and just living in community. So the earth plane, the energies are transforming for that. That time to come very shortly.
Wonderful, wonderful. One thing too, at my conference in March, Christine, if you could ship a bunch of your books, I'd be very, very happy to get your word out and sell them for you at the conference. Did you say it's coming out in April? Is that the...
Yes, I don't think we'll have the books by then. It's being published mid-April. I haven't heard from my publisher yet. The editing process is complete. It's confirmed for an April publishing.
Okay.
But it won't be before that. But I appreciate your offer, Eric.
Okay, Ted. That's fine.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right, my friend.
I'm in an energy space, so I'm seeing this name up in front of me. Everyone, my apologies. I'm talking to Ted, and you have to excuse me. I get a little out of it when I'm just in this space. So,
well, that's fine. That's fine. That's totally fine. Well, I'm actually, what I'm doing too is that I'm having a second. I've had a lot of things going on this year. In at the end of June, I'm taking a group of people to Mount Shasta. And I did that last year, and six people, Christine, actually went into Telos and visited Shambhala.
It's an amazing place. Yeah. I lived there for the first 12 months in the United States, and I went through a tremendous transformation.
Wow, amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, what I was going to say is for my group that I take in down to Shasta, if you wanted to send me some of your books, I'd be happy to sell them for you, get your word out, because I think you have an important message to give people, and I know that people would really enjoy reading about it.
Well, thank you, Eric. I appreciate it. We'll talk about it, and I'll be talking to you about this upcoming March process, but it feels really right to do that, and it's just a gift to reconnect to you again.
Well, me too, Christine. You know, you were on my show several years ago, and I did a lot of meditation. When I was writing my book, actually, I was outside one night and I meditated, and I think it was a Pleiadian ship ahead of me, and I meditated on bringing you back on, and I thought what a good idea, and I thought perfect. So here we are. Here we are today.
Absolutely.
Well, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes left, Christine, and I just wanted to tell you that I wanted to give you the floor to talk about anything you'd like to wrap up today's beautiful interview.
Well, I'm just sitting here quietly with the Pleiadians, you know, and they just want to bring the energy through to support humanity, to support each individual out there in this moment of time. Again, they talk about the magnificence of the moment and that there is no time. So when you move into the moment, when you're just simply with yourself, not thinking about the past or the future, but just feeling yourself connected to your seat in your body in this moment of time, you actually, with your awareness, can reach into your heart and allow yourself to align to what they call the timeless space, where all things exist simultaneously in one moment, where you can actually reach in with your awareness and just take a breath and let go. And it's through the letting go you begin to align to the direct experience that is outside that separated element here on Earth, on the Earth plane.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I'm just asking everyone just to take a breath and let go now, and just to claim themselves in this moment of time. And this is where the truth exists, and where the joy and the abundance and the light exists that is part of you, your unique divine aspect. And so I'm going to just right in this moment of time acknowledge each one of you and all that you are in this moment.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So be it.
Beautiful, beautiful. Christine, thank you so much again for coming on today. This has been a very special and beautiful interview, and I can't wait to have you at my conference in March.
Well, again, Ted, thank you so much for the invitation. I'm going to look forward to it. And just truly beautiful blessings and love to you.
Thank you so much, Christine. You've given me such beautiful wisdom today. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ted.
Hello, friends. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Christine Day. Isn't she amazing? I last had her on my show back in 2014, and she has such beautiful words of wisdom. She's also in direct contact with the Pleiadians as well, and she will be giving a presentation at my Galactic Wisdom Conference here in Olympia, Washington. Olympia is just 60 miles south of Seattle, and if you're coming in from out of state or out of town, the best airport to fly into is Seattle or Portland, Oregon, or even Vancouver. Sometimes the airfares out of Vancouver, Canada, are much cheaper than Seattle. The conference website is at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. It will be updated with the latest information this weekend, and I think it's one event that you won't want to miss. The dates are Friday, March 10, 11, and 12 of 2017, and the address, it'll be held at 9101 Silicon Road Southeast in Harmony Hall in Olympia, Washington. And with that, we'll be going now in a few minutes to Simon Parks in England. He's a very famous ET contact, and I'm sure you'll find his interview out of this world. Take care, friends. Please stay tuned.